Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this Sunday sermon, as prepared by Pastor Harold, is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 to 9, and chapter 26, verse 19. And it reads, "And the Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples upon this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow, and refined aged wine. And on this mountain he will swallow up the covering, which is over all peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time. And the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said on that day, behold, this is our God for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And God says, your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy." There is a famous old song, usually sung with a jazz band, and sometimes sang at funerals. Its title, "When the Saints Come Marching In." Here are some of its words. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Oh, when the trumpet sounds its call. Oh, when the trumpet sounds its call. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the trumpet sounds it call. Oh, when they crown him Lord of all. Oh, when they crown him Lord of all. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when they crown him Lord of all. The biblical definition of a saint is this: a forgiven sinner. Today, the church celebrates All Saints' Day. We thank God for forgiven sinners who have died in the faith and who have marched in to heaven. Right now, we will remember saints of our congregation who marched into heaven this past year. So we remember our dear and beloved Maria Whiskey, Fern Ruston, Fred Rosenke, Herb Boshe, Herb Rooker, and Henry Chang. Also today, we will learn about the four B's of heaven. B. Okay? The banquet, the battle, the blessing, and the beauty. At the heavenly banquet, only the best will be served. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6 says, "And the Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples upon this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow, and refined aged wine." The Old Testament prophet Isaiah envisions heaven as a banquet on a mountaintop. This banquet will serve only the best foods and wine. No fast foods or cheap drinks. Yet the real banquet served there will be everlasting peace, security, joy, and reunion with loved ones who have died in the faith. Everything will finally be as it should be. How will this be made possible? Then we go to the second B, the battle. Because of this battle, the victory banquet is possible. What battle? The battle in which death was swallowed up in victory. Listen again to Isaiah chapter 25, verses 7 to 8. And on this mountain, he will swallow up the covering which is over all peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time. The reality of death covers us like a veil. Death covers all people. There is no escape, but Isaiah declares that God has swallowed up death. He has defeated death. Where did God swallow up sin and death once for all? Where has your death and sin been defeated? At the cross, an empty tomb of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul uses Isaiah's swallowing picture and declares this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. At this heavenly banquet, in celebration of the victorious battle, a wonderful blessings will be given to all the saints who have died in the faith. The third B, blessings. Isaiah tells us in chapter 25, verse 8, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces. In a personal loving act, Almighty God Himself will wipe all tears from our faces. Don't you just yearn for that day when all pains, sorrows, regrets, fears, and guilt, and the tears they have caused are all wiped away? We read the same promise in the very book of the Bible. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more mourning, crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So we have the banquet, the battle, the blessing, and next, the beauty. The beauty. The best part of heaven will be when you and I can see our loving God face to face. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9 says, And it will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God for whom we have waited. Isaiah saves the best for last. The best part of heaven is the long-awaited reality of seeing God face to face and being in His holy presence forever. As if all of this were not enough, here's more. Heaven is a gift of God. It is not earned or deserved. One simple yet powerful passage of Scripture says it best. Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, By grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not by your works, so no one can boast. If anyone gets to heaven, it is because God makes it a free gift. Yes, it is free, but it is not cheap. Romans 6, verse 23 tells us, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Salvation is free for us, but it came at an expensive cost. The suffering and death of Jesus Christ, our Savior, upon the cross. Jesus' death made payment for our sins. His rising from the grave gives us forgiveness and heaven. What a priceless gift. And this gift is received by simple trusting faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Heaven is not ours by looking to ourselves, but only by looking humbly to our Savior. Today our message has been about God's saints in heaven. The banquet, the battle, the blessing, the beauty. And this heaven, dear saints of God, gathered here today, is something we can prepare for. All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday is a good time once per year to be reminded of some important matters. Have you written down your funeral or memorial service plans? Do you have an up-to-date feel? Power of attorney, personal directive for medical issues? Do you have a gift for your church in your state? Are your important papers in a safe and easy to find place for your survivors? As a Christian, advanced preparation is a statement of faith and a gift of love for those left behind. Take time to see our pastor. He has a funeral planning form that includes everything you need. He tells me that in a congregation of 300 people, he has 10 filled out forms in his files. 300, only 10. Fellow saints of God, let's add more filled out forms to pastors' files. So today, why commemorate All Saints Day? Why commemorate All Saints Day? There are three reasons. To remember, to celebrate, to prepare. To remember those who have died in the faith, all our loved ones, family and friends, as well as people who died as martyrs who were put to death because they would not deny their Lord. As we also celebrate, we celebrate the victory over sin, the victory over death, the victory over the devil, this victory that belongs to every person who trusts in Jesus and dies in the faith. Finally, we prepare. We prepare ourselves and our loved ones for the reality of death and for the joys of heaven. Let's repeat these joys: the banquet of celebration, the battle that has been won, the blessing of God wiping every tear from our eyes, and the beauty of seeing God face to face. Blessed All Saints Day, in Jesus' name, we are forgiven sinners. We are saints of God. Amen.